Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Tips, advice, hacks, navigating the crazy world of parenting. It's The Feed with Kevin Begley, Star 99.9.
All right, it's January. Every Thursday in The Feed, we talk to our friend Callie from But First Coffee Blog. She's got such great ideas. You can follow her on YouTube and Instagram and TikTok to see all her content there. And everyone's trying to save money in January, but also, you know, maybe wants to decorate at home or give a little refresh to a room or something like that. So I thought decorating on a budget would be a great thing to talk about this week, Callie.
Yeah, I am the same way. I don't know, you know, something about, I think January, we kind of want like a refresh in our space sometimes because like we're redoing all sorts of other things, maybe like our diet or our fitness or just like our goals. And so a fresh
right.
space always feels good. So here's some of my best ways to do it without breaking the bank. The first one is always, I say, look around your space and remove excess clutter. I think that you and I have talked about this trick before, but one like thing I love doing is taking a picture of a room and then looking at the photo of the room, because we often, when we live in a space, kind of become blind to certain things in our home, like maybe little piles of clutter or whatever. And so I find that taking a photo and then looking at the photo sometimes can help identify where there's like spots of excess clutter or things that we can just sort of minimize.
Yeah, that's definitely true. That's a great tip.
Yeah. Another one that I love is switching out artwork. Sometimes I feel like, especially things on our wall, they're just always there and we don't always like think about them. And sometimes they can become outdated or, you know, we just sort of have lived with them because they were there. And it can be a really cheap way to make a space look different. One of my favorite hacks is you can buy like art prints on places like Etsy for like less than $10. There's so many different options to match whatever style you like. And you can get these printed out in large scale at Staples for very, very affordable. So then you can swap out, you can print it to exactly the size frames you already have. So not you're not like buying custom frames. And just a really easy way to switch out artwork, which can totally change the look of a space.
Oh yeah, I love that. You could even like store stuff in the basement and bring it back every once in a while. It definitely refreshes a room like that. That's cool.
It definitely does. And then two other ones. Now, the next one is going to cost you a tiny bit of money, but I think like, it can make such a big impact for overall not that much money, and it's to obviously paint a space. You can even do just like a simple accent wall, which you can like throw up in literally less than an hour, and it can make such a drastic difference to just have a fresh coat of paint. Even if you're doing the same color paint sometimes, like our walls just get scuffed up, they get outdated, you know, especially if you have kids running around or whatever, a fresh coat of paint can make a huge difference. And then another one is maybe just like move the furniture around sometimes. It seems like such a silly thing, but sometimes when you live somewhere again, you don't always think about the arrangements of things. And when you kind of like step back and move stuff around, you can make something so much more practical or just make it feel a little different and refreshed with literally spending no money.
I love doing that. I do that in my office sometimes at work too, where I just like shift everything around because it just makes you mentally almost feel like a new beginning, you know?
Yeah, it feels like a shift. And sometimes too, you're like, why didn't I do this forever ago? We're just
right.
used to, you know, being in a space. It's not something we're thinking about doing.
That's great. These are great ideas, Callie. And everyone listening should try them out if you need, if you're trying to be on a budget and you want to switch some stuff up at your house or your office. So, Callie, you can follow her But First Coffee Blog. Check her out on YouTube and Instagram, TikTok. Thanks so much, Callie. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.